managed to map back on French journalist working at OVNI. And I've been investigative this analyst stuff since this summer. In fact, we discovered that in June that Amazon, a French company, sold a massive internet, that's their word, massive internet interception system at the scale of a nation to Gaddafi in Libya in 2006. It's forbidden to use it in France, it's forbidden to buy it in France, but have the right to sell it to Libya. Because there's no rule in France, there's no rule in Europe, there's no rule all over the world to prevent a company in a democratic country to sell those kind of surveillance technologies to dictatorships. So what I've discovered is that they first sell a cryptographic software to protect the Gaddafi's communication from the Echelon spying system. Then they sold it, they sold to Gaddafi a network stream analyzer, NSA system, to spy on everything that goes on and out of Libya through the internet. And then I discovered the manual, the operator manual of the system. And in the manual, it's written that it can spy on email. It's able to spy on what you look on the web, what you type on Google, what you type on your chat, everything that goes and on the internet or that you receive on the internet can be spied by the system. And on the manual, it explains that you can graph the relationships of a certain person. And I go there to show you this graph because it's important. Which is redacted. Just click on the image, repeat image.
Hang on a second. So I just, because this is a critical moment. So this company, Amesys, is one of the big spying companies in France, a bit like Siemens in Germany. So this Amesys system was installed in Libya at least by 2009, and this manual that OVNI obtained as part of this research effort includes how to run that system and what its capabilities are. Now, some of you might be aware that with PDFs, sometimes if information is redacted from a PDF, you can uncover it using cut and paste technique. And so this manual, Jean-Luc was clever enough to see exactly what had been redacted. This was not a publicly released manual either. This was a manual that appears to have been produced for Gaddafi, perhaps in order to sell it to him. And it contains extra hidden information which you will explain.
So, you copy the images, then you paste it, and then it's unredacted. And you see, the second name, Jeffrey Snell, he's a lawyer. He's the lawyer of the Bureau of the Investigative Journalism.
By extraordinary coincidence, we discovered that one of the targets in this manual, the Amesys spying manual from Libya, just happened to be the Bureau's lawyer.
Anakua, this shows
the users of Eagle wanted to know who is Anakoa and who knows Anakoa. Let me introduce you, Anakoa. So this manual has been written in the beginning of 2009, at a time when nobody knew the Libyan opposition. Anakoa is Mahmoud Al-Nakou, who is the actual Libyan ambassador in London. He lives for the last 32 years in London. You've got also Achalogali. Achalogali is the one of the 13 founding members of the National Transition Council in Libya, who has been created in February to help Libyans liberate themselves. He is the actual culture minister in Libya. He is in the Green List. We've got also Ali Abouzakouk, who lived in Washington for about 30 years. And Ashour Al-Shamis, who is a Libyan journalist living in London for 20 years. There were Ashour Al-Shamis and Ali Abouzakouk were financed by the National Endowment for Democracy, which is an NGO, US NGO, financed by the American Congress. They gave them money for the last 4 years to help democracy spread in Libya. So in the Green List, you've also got 2% from the National Endowment for Democracy, 33-34. So what I've discovered is that the Amazigh system has been used not only to spy on Libyans living inside Libya, but also to spy on Libyans living in London, in the United Kingdom, and in the United States, and to spy on a British lawyer, and to spy on two people financed by the US Congress. For, I think there were 15 Libyans in this Green List. 10 were living, 6 were living in England, 2 were living in the United States, and for the 5 people that were living in Libya, 3 has been threatened by the Libyan authorities in 2009 because of the use of the internet. Moussa Koussa, who was the chief of the secret services in Libya, personally threatened one of the Libyans and showed him, you know, this is the list of all the people you are in contact with, stop it, now. Wow, that's it. That's how they use this system.
Important clarification is that these are not individual targets who have individually been spied upon. The Amazigh system is a bulk interception system. It sucks out everything, and these people detail in the map.